Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Paula. It's really so sweet of you to drop in on me today. I'm so lonely here at home, not being able to attend school. Thank you so much for not forgetting me.
That's fine. I missed you so much, too. Everybody does. You look so much better than you sounded on the phone. I hope you are getting better.
You really never know with these nasty colds, but I do feel good. Doctors say I'll be okay in a few days, ready to come back to studies. I dread thinking about how much I have to catch up.
You shouldn't, really. You'll have to write an essay. That's true. But apart from that, it's pretty much simple reading, and you can start doing that right after I leave.
So you think I shouldn't worry?
Absolutely.
What should I start with? What can you advise me?
Well, if I were you, I'd start with history. You'll have to read 2 chapters of the book, numbers 7 and 8. These are about science and religion in the 18th century. Then you'll have to write an essay comparing those two in the past and modern times. That seems the most difficult, I guess.
Take it from me. It does sound impossible.
No, believe me, as you progress with your reading, the structure of the essay will become clear. Then there are some French exercises. But French has always been your strong point, so it should be a piece of cake for you.
Still, I'll do the exercises. I need extra practice anyway. Anything else I need to do?
There's an article to read for biology. Our teacher gave us out the copies.
But I don't have one. Oh my God, where am I going to get mine from?
Don't panic, please. Here you go. I took one for you.
Paula, you are a star.
Thanks. After reading it, you must write down 3 most important ideas in the article and submit your work in written form to the teacher.
Okay. It looks like I'll be able to get back to school with some confidence after all. Thanks once again.
That's okay. I think I'll have to go now. You are probably still weak and I mustn't disturb you. Take care.
You too. You too.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Paula. It's really so sweet of you to drop in on me today. I'm so lonely here at home, not being able to attend school. Thank you so much for not forgetting me.
That's fine. I missed you so much, too. Everybody does. You look so much better than you sounded on the phone. I hope you are getting better.
You really never know with these nasty colds, but I do feel good. Doctors say I'll be okay in a few days, ready to come back to studies. I dread thinking about how much I have to catch up.
You shouldn't, really. You'll have to write an essay. That's true. But apart from that, it's pretty much simple reading, and you can start doing that right after I leave.
So you think I shouldn't worry?
Absolutely.
What should I start with? What can you advise me?
Well, if I were you, I'd start with history. You'll have to read 2 chapters of the book, numbers 7 and 8. These are about science and religion in the 18th century. Then you'll have to write an essay comparing those two in the past and modern times. That seems the most difficult, I guess.
Take it from me. It does sound impossible.
No, believe me, as you progress with your reading, the structure of the essay will become clear. Then there are some French exercises. But French has always been your strong point, so it should be a piece of cake for you.
Still, I'll do the exercises. I need extra practice anyway. Anything else I need to do?
There's an article to read for biology. Our teacher gave us out the copies.
But I don't have one. Oh my God, where am I going to get mine from?
Don't panic, please. Here you go. I took one for you.
Paula, you are a star.
Thanks. After reading it, you must write down 3 most important ideas in the article and submit your work in written form to the teacher.
Okay. It looks like I'll be able to get back to school with some confidence after all. Thanks once again.
That's okay. I think I'll have to go now. You are probably still weak and I mustn't disturb you. Take care.
You too. You too.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.